This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Creative Impact. Our content partner for this weekly segment is the Arts Alliance, and the president and CEO of that organization is always my co-host, Deb Pollack. It's good to see you again.
It's always good to be in the studio with you, David, and it's always good to have some really awesome guests. You know, when I was putting this show together, I realized that the folks that are in the studio with us kind of changed my idea of everyday objects. You know, things like that are functional that we use all the time, something like paper, except for the fact that I got really excited about erasable typing paper once in my life.
Something that don't date yourself.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know what that is. I was once running into Carytown, and I had to go to a meeting, and I went in the Hollander door, and I just stopped dead in my tracks. It was just all this beautiful, gorgeous paper draped all over the place, and I couldn't go on. I just had to stop and look. And I'm a tactile person, and I wanted to touch everything in the space. And it was just beautiful, amazing, amazing, amazing stuff everywhere.
Are you sure it was amazing?
Yeah, I did say that like three times, didn't I? So Tom and Cindy Hollander, our guests, introduced me to that. And let's welcome them.
Yes, welcome to Creative Impact, Tom and Cindy. Mm-hmm. We're so grateful you stopped by today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to start off by congratulating the two of you for being in business for more than 30 years. That is not easy to do in retail in general. Your product was art paper and books. Your marriage, not always a winning combination, putting relationships in business. But what made it work for you? And say, okay, it's going to go.
Well, we never really had a business plan.
Sometimes that's the best strategy.
Yeah, we just kind of wung it, I guess. And
started small and we never really had to get a loan.
Yeah, we started out of our house and started doing small art fairs and made a little bit of money doing that and just kind of reinvested it and got to do bigger shows, started traveling around. And then even started doing a little bit of wholesale out of our house. And kind of one thing led to another, and there was an opportunity in the Carytown shops in 1991 to open a small...
Very small.
Like an small art fair size, yeah. Booth size store, about 200 square feet. And that's what got us started, and we opened up there and just went from there, kept expanding and...
And you were catching people like me coming in and just going, wow, and it's become such a habit for me. And it has changed over time, paper, gifts, that sort of thing. But you also started doing paper making classes and bookbinding and right. The likes, the things that you were probably doing for your art fairs. What caught people's imagination and interest in that? I mean, paper making. David, have you been ever paper making?
Never.
Never. So, I mean, what is that? What is
that
all about?
Didn't know that was available to me.
Right.
Well, and in fact, we don't make, a lot of people think that we make all the paper that we sell, which we don't. We get it from all over the world, actually. But we have classes taught in paper making, and actually Karen O'Neill is our paper maker. And basically have a pulp. You have a screen that you dip into the pulp and
shake it a few times.
Yeah, form a sheet from that. And once it dries flat, hopefully... You have paper.
So for our listeners, what exactly is pulp?
Well, it can be made from different kinds of plant fibers. Usually the consumer paper that you have is from, probably pine trees, but we get a lot of paper from a mulberry bush that grows in Asia. We have some papers that the fiber grows in a bush that's way up high in the Himalayas. So a lot of ours are renewable sources, cotton, linen.
Recycled.
Has that changed over the years as people become more and more aware of environmental sustainability and the importance of protecting our natural resources?
Yes. I think, though, that a lot of the Eastern papers have always been renewable. I think the Western papers, yes. I think that has become more of an issue with the forests and all that, and definitely.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host, Deb Pollack. We are talking with Tom and Cindy Hollander. Now, They are the owners of Hollanders in the Carytown district. They've, not to be a punish here, but they are a part of the fabric of the Carytown district in Ann Arbor. We are talking about their successful 30-year-old art, paper, and bookbinding business and the changes that are coming in the next year.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the change a little bit, and then I want to go back to your inventories and those sorts of things. So tell us what's coming up.
Well, we're going to be closing our retail store in Carytown. We've just kind of come to a point in our lives and careers where we want to take a little bit of a step back. We've been basically, as you know or can imagine, being a small business owner, it's 24/7 and seems like even more than that. You're always either involved. If you're not directly at the store, even off hours, you're still thinking about it and dealing with a lot of different issues. So at this point, we've decided that we're going to close a retail store and focus on our internet business, which you're already doing, right? We have a combination of both retail, kind of a stationary store, and then our internet business focuses on our decorative papers and bookbinding supplies, which are also part of our store. So we're going to kind of just branch that off. And we're going to have about a 4,000 square foot warehouse space with a very small showroom. So our local customers can order online and come in and pick up orders. Or we're also going to have an area where they can actually see our papers in a showroom, small showroom, and we can retrieve papers for them. But primarily, it's going to be internet.
I'm curious as to how many people you employ, because while you're still closing the brick and mortar store and going primarily online, that's a lot of work maintaining a 4,000 square foot warehouse and all of that. So how much are you going to be involved from this point forward?
Well, we're planning on having at least 3 part-time people come with us, and then Tom and I will both be there.
So this is far from retirement.
Right. Yes. Yes. In fact, we're planning on going for another 5 years at least. So, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that inventory. First of all, can I go on your buying trips with you? Can I, like, this stuff is so, it's so beautiful. Amazing, David. So how do you find what is in your inventory?
We've had probably the same paper vendors for many years now, but we originally found some vendors in the United States that carry papers from all over the world, so that made it easy to have a diverse offering. But since we found some marblers, like we have a new guy from Brazil, we get paper from Nepal, from a lot from Thailand. We went to Italy ourselves to find a new vendor.
France.
You got to write that trip off, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a great one. But yeah, we have some very good paper sources.
I think as we continue to talk, in coming to the heart of the matter, I think most of us, me included, miss that there is a beauty to be had in paper and the art that goes into it. What attracted you to this and has made you dedicate your professional lives to it?
Well, a little bit of it is in our history, and I grew up, my mother was an artist and a craft person, and she took a bookbinding class back in the 1960s and decided to create basically a new product using bookbinding techniques and materials. And so she started a small business of making desk accessories with these papers, with papers that she would hand make. And from there, we had a product that we could kind of different papers, beautiful papers to cover boxes and books in. So we were attracted to just the look of the product when it was covered in decorative papers. Mm-hmm. So our mission became over the years is to find these beautiful papers. And we found there were resources from all over the world, beautiful marbled papers from Japan, silkscreen prints, from India prints, from Italy. They had these Florentine papers. So for years, we were on the lookout for new papers, and that became kind of a mainstay of our retail businesses. People would come in, buy the individual sheets of paper, and they would go off and do their own art with those papers.
Yeah, you think they look like wrapping paper, but you don't really want to wrap paper and wrap gifts in it and then crumble it up. You don't want to do that.
It's actually art. So our time together is winding down, but I do want to ask a final question. I know that there are going to be a lot of folks that are sad in the community that the brick-and-mortar store is closing. How do you view this as you move forward and more into the online realm and kind of move away from the retail space? Is this bittersweet, or is this just a good step into the future.
It's definitely bittersweet. We're going to miss so much about being in Carytown, having our customers, our fellow merchants. We're definitely going to miss that.
It was the hardest business decision we had to make is to do this. It's sad, but for ourselves, we're looking forward to continuing to stay involved with our business and continuing to really be interactive with the community in that regard.
And we look at it as kind of an arc coming back to where we started.
Right. Well, David, I think, if I have to make book on this, that the next chapter in this and the pages of these folks' lives are going to be pretty awesome.
And I think that Tom and Cindy, you're going to see a lot of Deb over the next few months before those doors close.
All right.
Thank you both for being here. I truly appreciate it. That is Tom and Cindy Hollander, owners of Hollander's Old Art Paper, bookbinding and gift store that is moving to an online format in June after being located in Carytown for 30 years. And Deb Pollock, we'll welcome you back to the studios again next week.
Absolutely, with another creative guest or two.
Deb Pollock is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. You may find an archive of Creative Impact shows at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.